I made a promise this year that was so much doom and gloom in the world, we'd leave all of that for news and we'd only chat about things like the rental crisis when it's a story with a solution. And this one really ticks that box. In the middle of a rental crisis, some philanthropic investors are making their homes available for less than market rate to women and children who've experienced domestic violence, so they can get a roof over their head. To chat further, good morning to Ashley Goodchild, a property manager and real estate expert. Good morning.
Good morning, Kim. Thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure. I love this story. Investors do cop a lot of flack. They're often blamed for the rental crisis. Tell me why these investors were happy to rent to women in this situation in particular.
I think it's just about giving people the opportunity to do good. And I think that there are a lot of good people in the world and they just need an opportunity. They don't know how to help, but they know they want to. So by being very community-like and putting the word out there, it's allowed them to come forward and say, you know what, actually I can do that and I'd love to help.
How have the women in this situation responded?
Well, in the rental crisis, it's already a very vulnerable position for anyone that's looking for a rental property. And we forget about families that have suffered from domestic violence. They're going to these properties and they're having to put all their personal information out multiple times. And it's very, very daunting. And quite often they actually don't have any references either. So this is a really great opportunity for them to sort of bypass the rental crisis and come straight through into a bit more of a comfortable position, just to find their feet, just to get them started again.
Is it becoming increasingly common, I mean, you're the expert, for philanthropic investors to step up and help at-risk families?
I have never seen any philanthropic investors in my 20 years of real estate. And the last 12 months, I have seen so many come through. And I think that's only going to increase as time goes on as well.
There would be cynics, though, listening, Ashley, wondering if there's a tax advantage to renting your property below market value.
That's definitely something that's a very personal personal position that people are in, whether they've got mortgages, no mortgages. We're talking about people renting out their homes around 20% less than what the market rate is. So it's not that they're renting it out drastically less, but about 20%, maybe 30%.
And of course, investors have done fairly well over the last 10, 20 years, if we just use that sort of timeline. There's been a lot of capital growth.
There has been, and a lot of investors as well are just happy for the rent to cover their ongoing costs for the property, and they trust that the capital growth will go up and that's where they'll benefit.
So as a property manager and a real estate expert, you really believe this is the first example that you've seen of investors doing their bit to help people get into the rental market?
Yeah, we've seen about 8 investors in the last 6 months that have been willing to rent out their homes below market rate, or they've also been a couple that have actually purchased a property for the pure reason of renting under market rate to these families.
Do you think there'll be a flow-on effect? I'm hoping people listening that may have an investment property think, actually that's a really good idea.
100%. I am only seeing this movement grow, and I am pretty confident that this will definitely be something that's going to be quite popular. And again, it's just giving people the opportunity to do good. They want to do good. They just need to know how they can do that.
And you know how to do good with a name like Goodchild, don't you?
Absolutely.
Ashley Goodchild, property manager and real estate expert. Thanks for that.
Thanks, Kim.